Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President Pence plans to attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month, according to a source familiar with Pence's plans. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, there had been a question.
It is traditional for the president and vice president to attend the inauguration of their successors. But in his last tweet before Twitter permanently suspended his account, President Trump announced he wouldn't be going to Biden's inauguration. Biden said that was probably for the best, but added that he would be honored to have Pence attend. And now a source familiar with the decision says he will. The inauguration is at its most basic, a public show of the peaceful transfer of power. Biden will take his oath of office on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, on the very platform that was overrun by a mob of pro-Trump insurrectionists last Wednesday. Former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton are also expected to attend. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Amazon is kicking Parler off its web hosting service, saying the social networking platform is not taking adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. Google and Apple have also removed Parler from its app stores. It's been speculated that President Trump would turn to Parler after Twitter blocked his account, and he's been suspended for now by Facebook and Instagram. Parler now has to find a new web hosting service by midnight. The state attorney general of Alabama is calling for an investigation into allegations connected to Wednesday's siege of the U.S. Capitol. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins explains the accusation has to do with claims that dark money helped prompt the violence.
The liberal watchdog group called Documented says a policy wing of the Republican Attorneys General Association used dark money to pay for robocalls aimed at pro-Trump supporters. The calls reportedly encouraged attendance to a Trump rally that was followed by the violence at the U.S. Capitol. This became Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's problem because he's the new president of the policy group at issue. The Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery wants Marshall investigated. The Alabama AG responded by asking for a probe into who authorized the calls. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
COVID-19 cases continue to rise, especially in California. Dr. Sam Torbati is the medical director of the emergency department at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. He says hospitals are overwhelmed, beds are filled, and the staff is exhausted but prepared.
Before we had COVID, we had drills around disasters as to what we would do if we had a dirty bomb, if we had an earthquake. So we're deploying many of those disaster tactics to take care of what may happen.
He says he's hopeful there's now a vaccine, but it will take months, maybe a year, until everyone's vaccinated and the pandemic quiets down. This is NPR News. The oldest living Olympic champion turned 100 years old yesterday. Agnes Kelleti of Hungary was in her 30s when she won 10 Olympic medals. But as Joanna Kakissis reports, that's only part of her story.
Born in 1921, Agnes Kelleti was a star gymnast when World War II canceled the 1940 and 1944 Olympics. She's Jewish and survived the Holocaust by hiding under an assumed name. Nazis murdered her father at Auschwitz. Kelleti told a reporter in 1995 that an injury forced her to drop out of the 1948 Olympics.
I wanted to go to the next Olympic Games, though I was already 27, and I was 7-8 years older than anybody else.
Kelleti went on to win 4 gold medals in the 1952 Helsinki Games and another 6 in the 1956 Melbourne Games. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Authorities in Indonesia say divers recovered wreckage and body parts today from waters north of the capital where a plane crashed yesterday. It had disappeared from radar screens moments after it had taken off from the airport in Jakarta on a domestic flight. There were 62 people on board. There's been no sign of survivors. It's unclear what caused the crash. Severe weather alerts are still in place in central Spain after a major snowstorm. Officials say that at least 4 people were killed. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.